This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now it's our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Governor Gavin Newsom is threatening to call for a special session if legislatures can't pass a package of energy bills before they adjourn at the end of the week. All right, Phil, so what would the bills under consideration actually do?
Well, that remains to be seen, because we don't know if the bills are going to make it. We're not sure that it's going to happen this session. And as far as the results of it goes, like I said, that's going to take some time. But what the governor has is basically a problem in California, and that is that energy costs continue to rise a lot higher than the rest of the country. And part of that, a good part of that, is because we have our own special blend of gasoline. California prices today averaging anywhere between $4.60 and $4.80 a gallon, compared to the national average of $3.33 to $3.60. Okay, so once you cross into California, you're paying a buck or a buck and a quarter more than any other state. Now, Gavin Newsom is also facing times when that price even gets higher, when refineries undergo maintenance or they have a problem. Let's say the Chevron refinery has a fire and has to shut down for a while. That sends the gas prices even higher. He wants to prevent that by requiring refineries to have extra storage. So when they go down for maintenance, or when they switch blends to the summer blend to the winter blend of our special gasoline, that there will be enough gas in supply to keep prices from rising. Now, how that's going to happen, who's going to pay for that, remains to be seen. But he put that and some energy bills regarding a billing on PG&E and electricity into a package of bills, and then in typical Gavin Newsom style, submitted them in the final weeks of the legislature. Nobody's read them. Nobody really knows how it's going to work, and says, let's get this done. And the legislature's going, no, we're not ready. What happened to hearings? What happened to that? And he says, well, if you don't get it done by the, I'll call for a special session and have you come back and do it. And kind of looking at him going, well, let's see where it goes from here.
Threatening to call for a special session is like threatening after school detention. Is the tactic going to work with the legislature?
I always wondered, what after school detention, was that like they would want you to do your homework, but you, did you sit there and stare out the window? It's supposed to get the legislators' attention, but the real question becomes, what are you going to do in the special session, Patty? The last time we had a special session was in 2023, and that was, again, a lot of it was over gas prices. Remember, we said we were being gouged, and he wanted to set up a system that would either punish big companies, gas companies, or force them to get revealed exactly how they do their prices. Well, that passed, and we have yet to see any report or any evidence of anything going on from that. So it's one thing to pass the bills. It's another thing to enforce them. But right now, he's playing it to try to get this through as fast as he can. And, you know, as much as the legislatures would rather be out politicking, if they got to go to Sacramento, there is one, you know, compensation. They get a gas allowance.
Well, thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.